And that, of course, is Tori Amos, and specifically from A Piano, The Collection, a quite extraordinary box set, which I think Tori should tell you about herself. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
This is not just any old box set, because if anyone goes to their local record store, they'll find hundreds of the things. Just, do you want to describe what I'm looking at here?
Well, you get more of an octave with this piano. It's, keys, and you open the keys, and inside this box, there's the music, 5 discs, and a picture book, really. Not a pamphlet, but a real book.
A work of art.
I hoped people would think that.
I'm thinking Christmas?
Yes.
You're thinking Christmas as well?
I am too, yeah. Yeah, I am, because it's... I think it's 15 years put into... I love the piano. She's my lady. And I wanted people to feel that way about her.
Piano's a she, is she?
Mine are.
Right. Why is that?
Well, have you seen the shape of their body?
Well, it's got a curve.
The hips. It's very Marilyn Monroe.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, mine are.
I was just thinking of...
You need to come down and visit them.
Really?
Yes.
The only disappointment is you can't play it. It looks like a piano, a little bit of a piano, but the keys don't work.
Well, the Chinese told us that if we did make it that way, that they would probably break. So I couldn't take the risk.
The Chinese made it, didn't they?
The Chinese made it.
Okay.
Part of it was made in China, part of it was made in Mexico, and the third part was made in Pennsylvania.
But you've worked very long time on this, haven't you?
Yeah, a little too long, can you tell?
Yes. So this is a career retrospective.
Correct.
We've had best ofs, we've had kind of compilations before. The thought behind this is, I mean, this is like a collected works. This is the back catalogue?
This is it, yeah.
All of you is here.
The end of an era.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Why?
Because I think you pull it all together. What I've tried to do anyway is to pull all these pieces, the minister's daughter, the pianist that was going to be a classical something or other and wore black dresses that were way too tight and became a hussy and it didn't happen, and the side of me that went through some violent things and survived it, and then there's the side that became a mom, and all of that is in this work that's a piano, and then I'm going to do something different.
So when you say end of an era, you really do mean that?
I really do.
So you're going to stop?
I'm doing something different. No, I'm not going to stop, but this is the end of the last 15 years of my life.
So what do you do next?
We'll see.
You must have an idea.
I've got something up my sleeve.
You know what the problem is? It's Cornwall. That's what's got to you. You know, while you're in the States, everything was fine, and you settled down in Cornwall, and all of a sudden you're thinking of other thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking of high heels and creating, and I'm thinking that my daughter is 6 now, so she can understand that there's a Tory that can't go to school. You can't take that to school. You can take mommy to school, but there's a side that has to now go confront certain issues in America that need to be addressed.
You're not running for president, are you?
No, I would never do that to myself. Plus, I don't think anybody...
You're being very enigmatic.
I only have a certain kind of Bush, Simon. Not the kind that would win a presidency in America.
This is turning into a typical Tori Amos interview, isn't it? You talked about going back 15 years, and you talked about you in the past and the black dresses and being the daughter of a minister. The first time you realized that you enjoyed music was when?
Well, I guess when I was a really little girl, I would run to the piano because it was the only place where people didn't tell me what to believe in. As a daughter of a preacher who I think he was really good. If I'm honest with you, I think he was good. I think he was grooming himself to be the next Billy Graham, and wasn't. And with that, though, comes a lot of pressure on the family to toe the line and to be a certain way. And the trouble is, I don't see the Bible or religion like they do. So the music was the place, before I could leave home, where nobody could catch me. They couldn't walk into my world of music. They couldn't find me there. They couldn't wash my mouth out with soap. They couldn't take the devil out of me at communion because I was listening to that devil music. When I would write music, they didn't know how to find me there. Even though they could touch me physically, they couldn't find me. I was thousands of miles away.
So were they disappointed?
Yeah, I think they were for a long time. But you see, that's because they had an idea of who I should be as a child prodigy. And it didn't really work. Songs such as Father Lucifer didn't work within that belief system. And I think, you know, my dad looked at me once and said, at dinner we were serving chicken after Sunday church. I'd had many records by then, and I was sitting there, and he said, you know, Tori Ellen, I just have to ask you this, and it's really bothering me. I said, sure, Dad, what is it? He said, how could you see me as Father Lucifer after all these years? And I put you on my fork. I said, oh, my God. I said, no, Dad, I was in Hawaii having an ecstasy trip with a shaman woman, and I had sex with Lucifer, and it has nothing to do with you. And he said, oh, praise Jesus. Let's eat.
Right. I could imagine most fathers not being particularly reassured by that answer.
Oh, he's thrilled.
Let's play a record. Let's play something that is inspirational to you. Something, you know, if it's a grim old day in Cornwall, then, you know, there's one or two, and things aren't going quite so well, what'd you put on the CD?
To me, the greatest rock band that ever lived.
Chaz and Dave?
Well, you know, I do love Chaz and Dave. Covered some of their songs, love them, but it has to be from the band that taught many Christian girls how to move their hips.
The New Seekers.
Oh, my mama, gonna make you move, gonna make you sway, gonna make you groove.
You want some Led Zeppelin?
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay, well, we'll do that then.